Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Archer Hayes, Philip, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
I'm just going to let you go for it and tell us what happened because I'm a little bit confused.
No, you're not. You're going to answer a question first.
No.
What's gone wrong? We used to be friends. Yeah. We used to have chats late into the night over pints.
Correct.
Now you only call me when I've either had pain inflicted on me or I'm about to inflict pain on somebody else.
Well,
do you remember the last phone call? It was when I had my side of the head smashed over in Scotland.
Do you know what? It's funny. I'm feeling a pattern coming on here. 50 Shades of Philip Archer Hayes, and I'm sorry about that. But you know what?
No. This is your issue, Tuberty, not mine. Don't be putting the kink on me.
No, I agree with you. And all I'll say to you is this, that we have the pleasure of hearing your very, very sincere and heartfelt reports on a daily basis on Radio 1. And then sometimes you need to come to the back of the class and have a bit of fun with us here on 2FM. Because we know that there's a little wicked sense of humour in you there. And we need to share that with the good people that listen to the radio. So I'm just thinking of an all-inclusive sense of Philip rather than the one serious side of the man.
Well, the part of me that you haven't gotten in there is obviously the gullible fool who was completely taken in by the crime call production team.
Precisely. I was going to offer you a brick for breakfast, but obviously you've already had that. So you swallowed that. So let's get down to the crime call team and what exactly happened. Because I had kind of got this rumour going around that you were a have-a-go hero, that you saw mugging, that you rescued somebody. So what happened? You were on the street doing something.
All of which is only partially true.
Okay. Right.
I was punked. I was punked really good and proper by the production team. They asked me to come down to at the front of the Gibson Hotel early one morning last week to film a piece. And I was, you know, wandering around doing stuff on autopilot at 7:30 in the morning. And, you know, you remember all of that stuff that's involved in filming outside. The director says, walk here. The director says, walk there. The director says, walk over there and pretend that you've met this person for the first time and shake hands really awkwardly. You know, I call it it puts the lotion on its skin moments of TV when you're told what to do all the time. And you get really, really properly, thoroughly bored doing it.
Most unusual analogy, but I'm taking it. Come on.
But that was all very calculated on their part because 20 minutes into this process then, they had this lad milling around in the background, what I like to call in filming scenes the ABFN, the able-bodied nuisance in the background who pops in and out of shot and so on. Now, usually what I would do is I go up, when you identify these people at the start of the day's filming, you say, right, I'll go chat to them, validate them, ask them, but you know, oh, you live here, what's it like, so on. And then usually they're on your side and they don't cause more of a nuisance. But one of the production team stopped me, which should have probably triggered an alarm bell. She said, no, I'll go and I'll chat to them, I'll get them out of the way. While I'm standing there being filmed, looking at the sunrise or whatever, I see this guy out of the corner of my eye reef a bag off the girl's shoulder and run off. And I, fight or flight, I just legged it off after him to grab the bag. And you can see it on YouTube and you can have a laugh yourselves, because what I didn't see out of the other corner of my eye was the entire crime call production team and two plainclothes guards all just standing there with their arms folded, because the whole lot of them were in on it.
Oh, no.
And I pegged it off after you, man, and I did have a fleeting thought for just one moment where I said to myself, how come I'm the only one doing the running here?
Yeah.
What's that about? and then he started to slow down. I said, why is he slowing down? And I said, okay, it's going to be a confrontation here. And then he turned around and I saw somebody with a walkie-talkie emerging from behind a pillar. And I went, oh, okay, I've been rumbled.
That's great.
But the whole purpose of the exercise was that we were they wanted to do a piece on this new facial recognition technology that the cops are using, which is much better than the old crude photo fit thing. So they wanted me to see something in the distance, you know, 3-4 seconds of this guy's face, and then go and use this new technology to construct his face. What they hadn't planned on was, how are you here, chasing off after him.
Yeah, of course, because you couldn't resist. You know, you wanted to, you're just too... You know, you're there's a damsel in distress, and you just couldn't, what else could you do, Philip? I mean, we know your form off air, but people wouldn't know it on air. So off you went. Have a go, hero. But you were punked, rightly, or wrongly. You were punked, and you were suckered into it. And were you a laughing stock, or were you
completely
crazed from the heights?
Turned around. Oh, they were all saying, "Oh, you're so gallant. Oh, you're such a hero." Well, I tell you, it has beaten every last little bit of chivalry out of me. From here on in, if I see anybody in trouble, I'll look around for the camera crew first.
Yeah.
Suss out the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Then turn around and maybe think about helping.
So by that logic, the crime call team have only added to the crime figures in this country, because you're not going to help anyone be rescued.
They didn't think of this through, really, did they? I mean, they've only added to the humiliation by offering me underpants to wear over my trousers and a little red cape.
That's next, is it?
Yeah.
Well, in fairness to you, you did tweet about it. You said, "Just being completely suckered, # crime call production team staged a robbery unknown to me, to see how I would react." So I hope you've been suitably, I suppose,
# #BASTARDS.
There's an element of that, is there?
# make a fool out of me because it's easy. # sucker.
But do you know what? You need to go down to your local garden centre and buy what's called long grass. and sit in that long grass, Philip, and wait, and your time will come, and just get the lotion and wait in the long grass.
I know, but you know you can't do that when you're the mug in front of the camera and all these people are behind the camera. It's just so easy for them to make you look stupid.
I did it once. I was involved with a program that we punked Kenneth Egan. And where we just I introduced him and said, "We're now joined by boxing superstar." Although he didn't win gold, he's still with us today. Please welcome Kian Egan. And he was getting more and more annoyed. And it's uncomfortable. I was pretending to be this sports interviewer. Me. You know, that's a gag in itself. And so all told, it's great crack for everyone bar the punky. That is to say, you.
Yeah.
Your time will come, Philip.
Yeah, maybe it has already. Maybe my time is behind me.
No, down to the garden centre with you. Listen, you're a good sport. We'll talk to you at the next non-Radio 1 type incident to happen to you. Thanks a million.
I do serious journalism too, Tuberty.
Good luck, Philip. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Okay, 514.